at it.
Otis Brown against any DJ when he's rocking it, rocking it.
Thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
But you're the hunting dog, and you got to be twice as good.
Yeah, yeah!
Even if you never write, they get uptight when you got to write, or you might start thinking too much. Yeah,
yeah, yeah!
I feel high beats when you know the real, but every other time, get out, you get a raw deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah!
Say, I'm there. You might be moving up too fast. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you ever love somebody of a different set, I bet the set didn't last you forget. And it just don't go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I know high speed for people to stop, turn around and stare, signify limpid, and low rate me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't mind. I'm the
Good evening. Welcome to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason, and it's time for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues that you'll hear every week on CITR from 10:30 to midnight on Fridays. That's 101.9 FM on your radio dial and CITR.ca on the internet, where you can live stream this program if you can't, for some reason, pick up our signal, and that's certainly true for many parts of the Lower Mainland. My name is Jason, and tonight we are going to focus on something that we've dabbled in beforehand, and in fact the most recent time was last November during our third annual fun drive. My guest then and tonight is Darren from Stereoscopic Readout. Welcome, Darren.
And thanks for having me back, too.
Yeah, and tonight we're going to get into some music that we didn't get into in particular on that episode, as of course we're busy pitching the station, and that's fine. But tonight we're going to focus in a variety of ways on soul music that caught psychedelic fever in the final years of the 60s, and as well some of the other psychedelic groups that had soul elements in usually in their vocals or some aspect of their music. And in fact, right off the top, we heard Underdog, the lead track to Sly and the Family Stone's debut album from 1967 called A Whole New Thing. And that's where we're going to start off. What do you think?
Yeah, no, it's actually kind of, I think, we were just talking about Sly and his work with Autumn Records.
That's
and
right.
It kind of dovetails a little bit more, obviously, once you dig into the story and you know that he was involved with, Tom Donahue?
Tom Donahue, that's right, that was his label,
Autumn, yeah. Right? Yeah, Autumn Records, yeah, and it's sort of like, he's kind of like, you know, if people are generally familiar with, you know, Sly and the Family Stone, but not Sly's work with Autumn, where he produced things, mm-hmm. as we were just talking about, like Jefferson Airplane and early, like, Warlocks, mm-hmm. or, like, possibly, like,
the Bay Area groups, yeah.
Bo Brummels, possibly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff, he oversaw their auditions, their productions. He also, I mean, his background was quite diverse. I mean, he was a multi-instrumentalist. He was also a DJ, mm-hmm. on a black radio station in the Bay Area. He was actually from Texas originally, but grew up in Vallejo, which is not far from Berkeley. Mm-hmm. He had the show on a radio station, but what was unique about his show is he wouldn't just play rhythm of blues. He would play Dylan. He would play Ravi Shankar. He would play all the show tunes, classical music, what we today call world music. So he had that kind of diverse palette to start off with. And plus, he produced a lot of stuff, not just at Autumn Records, but for a lot of other groups, usually in the kind of doo-wop kind of genre, but maybe a little past its prime. And then he also began working on a lot of the stuff that turned up on some of their first albums, Sly and the Family Stone.
Yeah.
So he has that kind of diverse background, and his group, of course, was, as I was just explaining earlier, a very democratic group.
You know,
it was, you know, black and white members, male and female members, who were instrumentalists. They just weren't singing backup or something.
That's actually, if I can correct myself, too, I said he produced the Jefferson Airplane. What I meant to say was he had produced the Great Society.
But
with all the, like, say, the civil rights developments and things like that, it's kind of still a little bit unbelievable, too, when you realize that even as late as 67 or 68, the notion of an integrated group was quite a radical concept in music.
It happened in jazz already, but in, you know, it was still, it took time to break down those barriers, I think, not just in pop groups, but, you know, just even the music. I mean, you know, were you rock or were you soul? I mean, people kind of made those assumptions, too. And they certainly knocked down a lot of barriers. I mean, their view of integration, of course, was different from, say, Motown's. Was, let's come up with a variety of soul music and market it towards sort of the young mainstream, regardless of their race, and make it kind of pop-ish. Stax, you know, had its own kind of partnership between musicians and singers of, you know, a variety of backgrounds in a very segregated city like Memphis. And Sly and the Family Stone had its. So I guess you can kind of see psychedelic soul and that in that light as well.
And possibly getting to the influence that soul and R&B music in general had on, say, the British freakbeat movement, which then kind of morphed into British psychedelia. It's kind of like, whereas I was thinking about it earlier tonight, whereas like U.S. Radio and especially the U.S. pop, like charts, like the record charts, were still segregated. You had your, you know, your top, your R&B and pop. In Britain, they didn't have such distinctions, and a lot of these bands, like, you know, known bands like The Who or The Animals or The Beatles even, were highly or very heavily influenced by American black music. Which would be the stuff that would be played at the clubs that they go to. Like, you hear about the famous Ad Lib Club or the Scotch of St. James and the Bag of Nails.
Bag of Nails,
like
a lot of the more exclusive clubs, and that's what they'd be listening to.
Exactly. You know, like the Moody Blues started off almost as an R&B cover
group.
Moody
Blues,
and things like that. So I think that's, hopefully we can look into some of that tonight, too. You know, the way that soul and R&B impacted on psych music, as well as the way that psych music...
on soul music.
Exactly.
So we've got a group called the Mandala.
They were, actually, it's CanCon. It's, they were from the Toronto area, or I think it was possibly various people who met up in Toronto, the most salient of which I think was Dominic Troiano, their guitarist.
That's right. Who we lost a few years ago, did we not?
I think so, yeah, we did. He, this was, they had one big hit in the summer of 67 called Opportunity. Which I think we're going to be listening to
in just a moment. Okay, so let's hear that, and then we will regroup and talk about that. Afterwards.
Sure.
Mandala with Opportunity from 67.
We came 3,000 miles from Canada to LA to tell you exactly how it feels. Maybe, maybe it's here we'll get our opportunity.
Opportunity, that's my hustle. Opportunity, that's my hustle. time out on its side. And soon I could grasp things before I just could not see. I escaped the cold hand clasp of the bird that tried to put the devil's grip on me. Oh, got the devil's grip on me, baby. Devil's grip on me, oh man. Devil's grip on me, baby. Devil's grip on me.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason, and I'm joined by Darren from Stereoscopic Readout, which airs Thursdays 6 to 7:30, featuring the best in psychedelic music of all sorts from 1965 to the present.
Mm-hmm.
And but tonight we're combining forces to bring you psychedelic soul that is soul music influenced by psychedelic music in the later part of the 60s, as well as some of the soul and R&B roots of a lot of the already practicing psychedelic bands at that time. We just heard The Crazy World of Arthur Brown, best known for his 68 hit Fire, with a very similar sounding song called Devil's Grip.
Yeah, that was actually his first single on Track Records, which was an offshoot. It was sort of like it was... Vanity label, I think you could put it as created by The Who. They sort of created this in 67. They created this record label called Track Records. Manager Kit Lambert did, actually. And they basically went about, like, for their own records, but they went about signing different bands from around or acts from around London. And I think Crazy World of Arthur Brown was the first one discovered by Pete Townsend. The second track artist who was signed was Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, I wasn't aware of the link. Okay. Yeah.
And I think they also had tried to sign Tiny Tim, or they were interested in signing Tiny Tim at one point, but that didn't quite pan out.
So you're on a roll, you're on a roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, before that we heard...
Mandela, right, again, yeah. Toronto group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dominic Troiano. God, my notes on Dominic aren't as good as they should be. But I do know that he did, in the later on after the demise of Mandela, he formed a band called Bush.
Okay.
Which was the reason why that British band, Bush, had to be marketed in Canada as Bush X.
Oh, okay.
I think because they had legal, there was some legal issues over that.
Yeah, and they, well, these things can get complicated. They're not always international, so as soon as you get into another market, you got to be careful. But, yeah, those are some examples of some psychedelic bands with a kind of a soul R&B flavor. It's funny, when you get over to Britain, rhythm and blues, or R&B, has a different meaning almost than it does stateside.
Yeah, I think
you know, it's very specific stateside, but when you get to a lot of the British R&B bands, you can hear a lot of jazz, a lot of blues, soul, of course.
Yeah.
Going on and what they're doing.
Yeah.
And of course, as they move through, of course, rock develops out of that. So it's
I was actually reading once Bill Wyman's autobiography of his period in the Stones and before that,
right.
And he was talking about back in the day before the Stones were signed, you'd have Brian Jones writing these impassioned letters to the editor of like Melody Maker and New Music Express and all these magazines,
right.
Complaining that the writers didn't know the difference between blues and R&B and soul music.
Right, right, of course. Yeah, well, you know, this is the whole thing. You wouldn't think in retrospect, but, you know, it's interesting to see the roots of luxury. Even groups like Pink Floyd and stuff, I mean,
yeah.
They named themselves after two blues artists. But anyway, that's a different topic. We've got something else lined up here from...
Britain.
Explain. In Britain, right?
Yeah, this is a Birmingham band called Locomotive, who'd started off in... Again, in the mid-60s, is more of like actually a ska band.
Something else that Britain took in a lot of that they didn't stateside because it was competing with soul music, so it didn't do so well stateside.
Yeah, and this was from, this is a track called Mr. Armageddon from 1969.
Okay.
Apparently a Tony Blackburn record, or BBC record of the week.
Oh, wow.
When it came out, but well, which is actually a lot funnier when you actually finally hear what the song sounds like. It's quite a production number. There's
I may have heard of this now. Yeah. I think I might have heard of this on a different compilation. But anyway, Locomotive with Locomotive with Armageddon.
Yeah,
69.
Turn your back now if you must. The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
has some bottom, so that the dancer just won't hide.
Soul Clappin', that is Sly and the Family Stone from their second sophomore effort that was the one that really got them commercially established, Dance to the Music. And of course, leading off that set, we heard Dance to the Music from the same album, track one. And that got play on AM, FM, rock radio, pop radio, soul radio, you name it. And so a fine example of psychedelic soul, although so much more than that. There was jazz, there was gospel, there was doo-wop, there was all kinds of things going on in there. And did we talk about... Let's talk about the other songs as well that you brought in before the break.
Oh, you mean The Collectors?
And Locomotive, I think. Yeah. We were talking about Locomotive with that song Armageddon. Definitely a kind of psychedelic, almost progressive rock kind of song. But when you get towards the end of it, you hear the kind of horn section that I think the Beatles were also trying to conjure up on Revolver when they did Gotta Get You Into My Life.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing, that kind of stax horn section, you know, trombones, trumpets, alto sax kind of playing at the same time. Mm-hmm. And a very soulful vocal over the top as well. And I think certainly a lot of people had that vision of, it wasn't black music or white music, it was music. And you can certainly see the fusion in that case.
Yeah, definitely. Right? Well, I mean, there's, and like also that coming from a band who had very like ska and blue beat roots at that time too.
Wow. And you wouldn't know it from a song like that.
But no. I mean, I think also that's an indication of how music changed so quickly in the day. I mean, you know, in the space of like say 66 through 69, say in Britain, I mean, just for one little slice, you'd have had freak beat morphing into psych, and then, you know, the heyday of psychedelic music in Britain being 67, all of a sudden whack, you had the blues boom, you know, led by Chicken Shack and Fleetwood Mac and that, and then all of a sudden everything started going heavy by the end of the decade.
Zeppelin and
Black Sabbath and you know, Locomotive to an extent,
and progressive rock too.
Yeah,
so you had Jethro Tull and Yes and
exactly. And you listen to, you know, you think like about how little music has changed over the past, say, 15 years.
Incredible. You get a lot of turnover in faces today, but you don't get a turnover in styles that quickly, in that sense that suddenly, okay, that's it, we're even further in the future and further and further and further.
Exactly, yeah.
And then The Collectors, of course, being from here.
Yes. The Collectors, actually, they're an interesting example of what we're trying to do tonight, too, if you're talking about like fusing styles or talking about psych bands that went that had a very definite or very visible soul and R&B roots. The Collectors, I mean, they Vancouver was very much an R&B town in the 60s.
That's right.
I mean, that whole area
around
Maine and Hastings and westward from there, that was where all the soul and jazz and R&B clubs were.
That's right.
And the Collectors, I mean, at the time they weren't the Collectors, they were I think the Canadian Classics at the time, but they were very, you know, they were very soul and R&B flavored group. But, you know, towards the end of 66 and into 67, they started changing their sound to a more psychedelic and folk rock oriented sound. But Howie Vickers, their vocalist, still retained that soul sort of, you know, vocal range that he used, like, you know, and what we heard was What Is Love, which is the lead off track to their debut 68 album.
Yeah.
So very much, you know, it's a good indication of what Vancouver was about at the time. You had the psych crowd and you had the R&B crowd. What else was I going to say about that? I think actually in one liner note that I was reading on The Collectors, they were also talking about how they got into the whole long-winded improvisation and long-winded solos and things like that, which was almost a trademark of the psych movement. Or when psych music really came into its own, you started having the whole album side track and things like that.
That's right.
I think it was Bill Henderson was talking about, they kind of had already discovered that they had to do that because a lot of their gigs were at strip clubs playing in between the ladies doing their dancing.
That's right.
And they found that Howie couldn't sing for very long without actually breaking up into like just completely losing it and laughing his head off because it was so ludicrous trying to like do soul covers in this sort of an environment.
Sure. Yeah. But that was work, right?
Exactly.
That was work. So speaking, you mentioned folk rock. This next group is one. I mean, if anyone out there is familiar with this kind of subgenre that we're dealing with, you may have heard of the Chambers Brothers. You may have heard of the song we're going to play called Time Has Come Today. The Chambers Brothers, as the name suggests, are at least in part a family group, although they added members as they went along. They started doing gospel in the 50s, and then they moved through into the folk area. And ultimately, of course, got swept up in the whole folk rock movement. In fact, they went electric the same time Dylan did officially at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival. and were greeted in more or less the same way, too. But that's where they test drove this next song, and they worked on it over the next couple of years. They recorded an early version in 66, but it was the version after that in 67 that was edited into a single and became the hit in 68. So we're going to hear that off of this is a compilation called The Time Has Come, The Best of the Chambers Brothers, and it has just a selection of different things from throughout their late 60s career. And the Chambers Brothers, here we go. We're going to hear a couple tracks, starting with Time Has Come Today. You're listening to, by the way, Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM. I have a guest host. I'm going to get my words together here. Darren from Stereoscopic Readout is joining me tonight. We're doing Psychedelic Soul. The number here, by the way, is 604-822-2487 if you have any requests. And it doesn't just have to be for tonight, but for future programs as well. But in the meantime, these are the Chambers Brothers. Time Has Come Today.
Oh! things to realize. Time has come today. Time has come today.
We'll be right back. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
And we're back. Before the break, we heard Love, Stephanie Knows Who, Arthur Lee, he of R&B roots as well.
Exactly.
And who, it was the LGs.
It was the LAGs. It was basically his riposte to Booker T and the MGs. MGs meaning Memphis Guns.
Right, that's right.
So he actually, I think before Axl Rose got onto it, he had a band called the LA Guns, but in his day they had to be called the LAGs.
That's right. Were they ever called the Grassroots?
Yes,
they were. Love, and then there was that other group, the Grassroots.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Love itself was called the Grassroots, not the. I don't think it was another soul influenced group.
Yeah.
I don't think it was. I think the LAGs were a whole other project. This would have been. Was it with? What was that? I'm so bad for names. Nichols. Let me look at the liner.
I'm better with faces, but this is radio, of course.
Yeah. And I've got a face that's perfect for radio. where are we at here? Ken, Forsegian, Hong, Brian, and Arthur. Johnny Nichols? Where are we at here?
Okay, yeah.
This is going to bug me until...
But anyways, I guess my point was that they kind of he moved from the R&B world into the rock world, much like Hendrix did.
Yeah, of course. Johnny Eccles. There we are.
Johnny Eccles, yeah. And... you know, he kind of moved fully into the rock area, actually. I mean, you could almost say that they were a progressive rock group.
Yeah.
In many senses, particularly when you get to albums like Forever Changes. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, we heard that track, and that was a that was off of their first album or second?
Second. It was second off DeCapo.
Right, DeCapo, yeah. Right. So Arthur Lee, somebody else who made the trip over, literally, and or probably more ways than one, from soul over to rock. Yeah. Before that, speaking of trips, we heard the Chambers Brothers' Time Has Come Today, their big hit from 68, and All Strung Out Over You, that being from the same album that the other track was from. And, we're doing Psych Soul tonight on Shake a Tail Feather. My name is Jason. The other voice you just heard was Darren from Stereoscopic Readout. You can hear his show Thursdays from 6 to 7:30 if you like Psych from 65 onward. The love track you just heard was from a compilation called Love Story 65 to 72. That was on Rhino, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it? That was a Rhino box set?
I think it is. Yeah, but it's also... mentions Elektra on the box too.
Okay, that's probably because they had to license it from Elektra.
Yeah,
okay. Great. So now we're going to go from the West Coast to Detroit. Fuji, whose real name, by the way, was Ellington Jordan. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling they named him after Duke Ellington, Louis Jordan.
Yeah.
He was a guitarist who was backed up by another Detroit group called Black Murda, whose members were originally from Mississippi, but they kind of got caught up in the whole kind of funkadelic thing. We will be hearing a little bit of Funkadelic in a moment. But first, we're going to be hearing from the great unreleased album from the vaults of Chess Records. Chess, of course, being the Chicago blues-based label that did a fair number of soul groups as well. Of course, Rotary Connection, which was their huge kind of progressive rock, soul, pop, classical, jazz kind of experiment featuring Minnie Riperton on vocals.
Oh, yeah.
That was their other thing. But Fuji did this whole album at the end of 67, early 68, and it was put into the vaults. One single was released off of it. It became a minor hit in 69 called Mary, Don't Take Me on No Bad Trip. But the album itself was only finally released, probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and it called Mary, Don't Take Me on No Bad Trip. This includes 9 tracks, including 2 versions of the song I'm going to play right now. This is a song called Revelations by Fuji on Chess Records. ¶¶
Yeah, you know that you understand. Oh, yeah. Funkadelic have a new album on Westbound Records. It's something else. It's called
Free Your Mind. Free Your Mind.
Free Your Mind!
The kingdom of heaven is within.
Unusual, camp, today, and now. Funkadelic Soul. It's a new concept by the Funkadelic on Westbound Records in stereo. You gotta dig it. Discover a new kind of soul. Free Your Mind by Funkadelic. It's waiting for you now on Westbound Records, and it's available wherever records are sold.
Yeah.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please... be kind to robots.
CITR 101.9 FM, and yes, you can podcast this show. Just go to www.citr.ca. And we've redesigned our website, too, so I think the way it works is you need to go into our schedule, programming schedule, and choose the show off of that, and then you get a revamped page that allows you all kinds of subscribe features and so on. But just look for Shake a Tail Feather on Friday nights, 10:30 to midnight. And, of course, you can find Darren's show on Thursday nights, 6 to 7:30, Stereoscopic Readout. You can podcast those shows or any of your other favorite programs, which means you don't actually have to be listening to us in real time. In fact, you're probably listening to me a couple of days from now, right now. And you can go back and listen to previous episodes.
But to remind you that of what date you were listening to it, we played a certain song by Funkadelic.
Called Friday Night, August the 14th. That wasn't the last song, but the song before that off of Funkadelic's second album, Free Your Mind. And we also heard an advert from 1970 advertising that album. And off their first album, I'll Bet You. It's an old George Clinton thing. They started off as the Parliaments, which were a doo-wop group that went psychedelic. And then they just put their backup band up front and called themselves Funkadelic, and so on. Of course, later they became Parliament Funkadelic and a whole bunch of other spin-off groups. But the last song we heard was by a Phoenix, Arizona group, very obscure, on a label called Mighty, founded by the Mighty Lenneberg, soul producer in Arizona, a song called Loaded to the Gills. That would date to about late 69, early 70. Much like the Funkadelic material we heard off of the 1970 album by Black Murda, a song called Cynthia Ruth. It's actually on a CD compilation called The Folks from Mother's Mixer. And before that, the guitarist fronting that band recorded his own material also on Chess. Mary Don't Take Me on No Bad Trip, we heard a song called Revelations. Those long songs are a great sampling of late 60s soul psychedelic music. We're just about on our way out of here. Chris will be in with I Like the Scribbles on the Other Side of Midnight. We have at least one, maybe a couple songs coming up for you, but the next one I'm going to play... First of all, thank you for coming, Darren. It's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. It was great to be here.
It's been good to get into some stuff we didn't get into last November.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's always more stuff. But I think we got some good coverage out of a lot of these things. But this next group, they're from West Africa.
Yeah, Benin.
And their full name is, let me see now.
Tipi Orchestra Polyrhythmo de Continu.
Okay, great. See, I just leave it to somebody else to pronounce. West Africa is a whole area by itself, but they absorbed a lot of the kind of stuff that we've been talking about all night on the show, and they incorporated it into the music that they were already playing from various West African traditions.
Yeah.
They kind of came of age in the 70s more.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different groups.
Yeah.
But this track we're going to hear, and I think we'll just go out on this one, is a song called...
Avant de Pour Mes Dogas.
Right. A 3.5-minute song that we're going to hear. After all this talk about 45-minute songs and so on, we're going to hear a 3.5-minute song by a West African psychedelic group from Benin off of an album called The Kings of Benin Urban Groove 72 to 80. We'll go out with that track. I'll be back next week, 10:30 to midnight, and there'll be an extra show next week as I'm filling in for Heather's Queer FM spot on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Only I'll be doing a special edition of this program. And on both, we'll be covering Motown 1966 as we go through the story of Motown this year. So anyway, here we are with this next act, and I will see you next week. Stay tuned for Chris with I Like the Scribbles coming up momentarily.
I never thought, wow!
City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
That's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.